AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily, where today we are in a New York auto show state of mind. Chevrolet is going to start selling the Trax crossover in the U.S. market. This vehicle has been on sale elsewhere in the world for a couple of years already, but it'll be sold in the U.S. with a 138 horsepower, 1.4-liter turbocharged engine with a 6-speed automatic, and it's going to have all-wheel drive as an option. Inside, it has a 7-inch touchscreen and a GPS-enabled navigation app that's offered as well. The Trax is built off the same platform as the Chevrolet Sonic, and it's directly related to the Buick Encore and Opel Mokka. And the fact that Chevy is selling this car makes me wonder how long it's going to take Ford to decide to bring the EcoSport to the American market. Mini revealed an all-new Countryman, which is now the second best-selling model in the company's lineup in the U.S. The 2015 version sports a refreshed design for both the exterior and interior. Not many details about the powertrain were revealed other than the 208 horsepower engine for the John Cooper Works model, and all engines now come standard with a 6-speed manual or an optional 6-speed automatic. The 2015 model is built by Magna Steyr in Austria, and it'll go on sale this summer in the U.S. We showed you a teaser image of Hyundai's all-new Sonata back in early May, and now the covers have been pulled back on the rest of the car. The styling is a bit more conservative than the current model, but it does have a more upscale look to it. It should also have a more upscale ride due to more high-strength steel used in the platform and a revised suspension setup that was tested at Hyundai's Proving Grounds in California. Inside, you'll notice an 8-inch navigation screen, more soft-touch materials, and improved ergonomics. Power still comes from a pair of four-cylinder engines, a 2.4-liter naturally aspirated unit, and a 2-liter turbocharged engine. Both are mated to 6-speed automatics. The 2015 Sonata will be built at the automaker's plant in Alabama and goes on sale early this summer. BMW unofficially kicked off the New York show at its New Jersey North American headquarters by giving journalists an early look and drive of its new concept vehicle, the X5 plug-in hybrid electric. The car is your basic BMW X5 sports activity vehicle, only this one comes equipped with a 245 horsepower four-cylinder turbocharged engine combined with a 70 kilowatt electric motor. That motor and the engineering that surrounds it allows all electric driving for a total of about 20 miles. But this is no golf cart, because once you put the car into what they call Max E Drive, you can even reach speeds as high as 75 miles an hour. It's this kind of combination that BMW believes is the next logical step in its efficient dynamic strategy.
Well, basically, we introduced the i3 already, and we will soon see the i8, which are mainly focused on electrical driving. So the philosophy here is to have that BMW i technology transferred into the existing series models. So in the X5 here is a good example how we could do that.
Even though after driving the prototype, it seemed ready for the showroom, BMW went out of its way to remind us it's just a concept, and we will not see that powertrain this year, but it leaves open the possibility it may not be too far away. Coming up next, a look at the latest New York news from Infiniti and Toyota.
Here's one of the great things about the all-around performance of our Dueler tires.
Excellent traction.
Do you need a ladder?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
At Bridgestone, our passion for performance knows no bounds.
The Toyota Camry is still the best-selling passenger car in the U.S., but other competitors are starting to breathe down its neck, and so Toyota isn't taking any chances. Even though it's early in its product cycle, Toyota changed all the sheet metal on the car, all but the roof, that is. It will now likely meet the Insurance Institute's small overlap crash test, and the body has more torsional rigidity. As you can see, the car now has more prominent character lines and a more aggressive look. Inside, it has additional soft-touch materials and 30% more carpet insulation for a quieter ride. Infiniti is also showing off refreshed versions of its large vehicles, the QX80 SUV and the Q70 sedan. Let's start with the QX80, which has got to be one of the ugliest front ends in the industry, even though it's been tweaked for 2015. Boy, it just doesn't look any better. It also gets LED lighting around, new interior appointments, and a new limited package, which offers a host of premium upgrades. Now let's look at the Q70. Like the QX80, the sedan gets new front and rear fascias, but the big news is that Infiniti will now offer a longer wheelbase version as well. It's nearly 6 inches longer and can now boast best-in-class rear seat legroom. Rear passengers also get heated seats, reading lights, and a 12-volt outlet. Look for both vehicles in Infiniti dealerships starting this fall. Hey, don't forget that tomorrow night's AutoLine After Hours will have Gary Vasilash hosting from the New York show, asking your questions to a host of automotive executives. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.